Hello, Yaman Narcissian. Welcome to KABU again.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Yaman Narcissian teaches economics at Franklin and Marshall, a smallish quality liberal arts school 80 miles west of Philadelphia and Amish country in Pennsylvania, which is, of course, one of the most important of the swing states. Yaman Narcissian, for most of this year, has been studying and writing on the federal multi-trillion-dollar relief program as the pandemic shut down the economy. She and many others have found that the federal government is continuing a long-term trend that big business, the banks, fossil fuel industry, the private sector, and their executives, and main beneficiaries, of course, they have done really well in the pandemic in getting federal money and in making big profits. As the small business, though, and the great majority of the people, help has been erratic and small, and precariousness and fear have increased. We'll be talking today about how the U.S. Congress is deadlocked on the provisions of a relief bill for the many millions of people laid off and facing eviction or mortgage foreclosure due to the COVID virus pandemic. We'll be discussing that deadlock. And will, at the last minute, before the election, will the Republicans pass a maybe trillion-dollar deal? It's not very much, actually, but still we give big chunks of money, one-time money, to near every adult or somehow distribute it around the country, which would, of course, have the effect of increasing the chances of victory for Trump and the Republicans. I've been expecting that for a long time, so I understand, as does Yeva, and we're very surprised it hasn't happened yet. Also, we'll be discussing what must be done and should be done to save lots of people, their homes, their lives, also to maintain economic functioning in this country, and also to reconstruct our economy. Yaman Narcissian, tell us about the pain, suffering, worry, the deep anxiety for so many people. What's happening to the lower half?
Well, with the federal aid running out and the moratorium on foreclosures and evictions ending, I believe, in August, the situation is likely to get worse without additional federal stimulus spending. By some estimates, the state and local governments have already laid off 1.5 million workers, mostly in education, and that is going to continue, most likely, because of the situation that state and local governments find themselves in. The small business aid is running out. That means that a lot of the small businesses will probably go under. We don't have a good way of tracking that. We see the big corporations, when they file for bankruptcy, we don't really have a good way of knowing how many small businesses are closing, but they are closing permanently, many of them. So these jobs are not going to come back even after the pandemic is over. Those particular jobs are not to come back for sure. And, of course, the one-time stimulus payment, which was very small, that maybe put a small dent in people's expenses, but couldn't go a long way. What was even more important was the extra $600 of unemployment benefits that people were getting. And that has disappeared. Some states are doing the extra $300, which Trump signed an executive order for. So some states are doing that, but not all the states. And given that our unemployment benefits are generally very stingy, they cover about, on average, 45% of a person's compensation before they lost their job. And in some states, it can, of course, be lower than the 45% because the 45% is an average. So that means the situation is going to get pretty bad for working class Americans. And foreclosure filings would probably go up. Foreclosures would probably increase. Evictions would probably increase as well, just as we're getting close to winter and cold weather in many parts. So people could become homeless. So it's a bad situation overall, I would say.
And especially, I think, both restaurant and entertainment industry and a lot of those service jobs are going away. That's likely to happen even if they do pass a big bill. I think because so many elderly people are just not going to go out into the economy until, in fact, they're really safe. And the poorest and the least secure are going to be hit very hard. And that means the cities are going to have to respond. So first bill, the money's run out. Things are quite grim for a lot of people. The Democrats in the House have passed a $2 to $3 trillion bill, which also had money for the hard-pressed cities and states. The Republicans were talking about a much more modest bill without aids to the cities and states. What are the possibilities? And is there going to be an October surprise that I've been expecting that Trump will flood the country with money and get people checks so he'll win the election?
I thought it was going to happen much sooner, frankly, because of those same reasons you mentioned. The Democrats did pass a pretty big spending bill. I think it was in May. The House passed it, and then the Senate said no. And then they offered their own, which was much, much smaller, maybe 10 times smaller than what the Democrats had offered. But now the Democrats, just a few days ago, passed another, I believe, $2.2 trillion bill, or 2.6, which includes another round of stimulus payments. It includes the extra $600 of unemployment benefits. It also includes about $460 billion of aid to state and local governments. And that is very important. So I would say the one-time stimulus payments, they are helpful for people, but they're not as important as, say, the extra unemployment benefits, because the extra unemployment benefits are more targeted. They're targeted people who have actually lost their jobs. If I get the stimulus check, I still have my job. Nothing has changed. So I'm really not going to spend much of it. So it's really not going to flow back into the economy. And I think there are some estimates that only $4 out of every $10 of the stimulus money has been spent. While the unemployment benefits, they're going to people who have lost their jobs, and they're likely to use that income to pay for rent and for other necessities. So I would say the extra unemployment benefits are very important. The Senate's version wanted to cut it to extra $300 rather than $600. And the Senate's bill did not include aid to state and local governments, which I would say is the other very important thing we need to do, because state and local governments really rely on tax revenue. Their tax revenues have taken a hit because they rely on sales taxes, on property taxes. Many of them had extended the property tax payment deadlines, and who knows if they're actually going to get paid. Of course, sales tax revenue has decreased, and state and local governments actually are a very big part of our economy, because they rely on tax revenues. When their tax revenues decrease, they also have to cut their spending because they have balanced budget amendments in their constitutions. Many of them do. And so that means cutting spending on social services. So when we need them to step up because more people will need assistance, that's when they are actually going to start cutting services because they're running out of money. And that's going to be a big problem. It is usually a problem in recessions. As the federal government is injecting spending, state and local governments are doing the opposite. So they're sort of working against the recovery. I'm not blaming them. That's just how they are set up to operate. And in this case, it's going to be much worse than in any other recession we've seen because of how big the shortfall in their revenues is and how quickly that happened over a few months. And without federal aid, it's going to get bad.
I wonder what the Republicans are thinking. I can understand why they don't want to give state governments money. They want to starve the beast. They want to destroy any semblance of a welfare state or a regulatory state on the amount that the big predators and the smaller predators can sort of squeeze out of people. Without states trying to regulate their predation, they could probably make a lot of money in the short run. It seems to me it's madness.
Yeah. You know, Treasury Secretary has apparently offered his own version of a stimulus, which is about $1.6 trillion. I'm not sure if it includes aid to state and local governments, but there are negotiations happening. So 2 weeks ago, there didn't seem to be any movement on the issue. But right now, it seems like the administration is negotiating with House Democrats. And if they come to an agreement, it's possible that the Senate will approve it, or at least some version of it. But for political purposes, it seems like they're a little late, because it's going to take time for that money to go to people. If they do another round of stimulus checks, it's not going to be immediate. Or if they do increase the extra $600, people might not see that immediately. So I'm really not sure why they haven't passed anything yet.
This is Bill Resnick for the Old Mole Variety Hour. Note the variety is in the variety of struggles coming from below in this increasingly tumultuous period. I'm talking to Yevhen Narcissian, a progressive economist and studying the government economic response to the COVID epidemic. As to the businesses, they're big ones, and the people in power, they're doing really well at the federal trough nowadays. We've been talking about the suffering, though, by millions of people across the country, their precarious lives, and what could happen if, in fact, they don't receive a huge infusion of money, the homelessness and hungry children that will be the product of the Republican intransigence. I don't think they care about that much. They would rather destroy the cities and states, that is, the helping programs, is my sense. But we will see. It would help Trump a great deal, and I'm sure Republicans in Senate will go along. Yevhen Narcissian, no matter who's in power, who wins the election, the economy is going to be in deep trouble, and they're going to have to try and somehow stimulate it in one way or another. The Republicans will just sort of give tax breaks to the rich. I'm not sure how much good that does anymore. They can't even count their monies in the trillions. They just stick it into various kinds of bond funds around the world and stocks and the rest. Real estate now, they'll buy up all that distressed real estate. My great hope is that under a Biden administration, something could be done. Give us an outline of what's necessary that could be done by the Biden administration.
Yeah, I think you're right that the economy isn't going to suddenly recover if Joe Biden becomes president, partly because we haven't solved the health issue. We still have a pandemic. You know, if it was a regular recession, I would say, well, there is no recession bad enough that a stimulus couldn't help. But in this case, it is difficult to do that because of the social distancing needs, because of all the health precautions that we need to take. So in the short term, I would say it's important to remember what the economy is for or should be for. It's for provisioning people with the things that they need. So you can do that either by giving them money through stimulus checks and other kinds of payments. You could do that by directly providing aid, whatever people need, and putting a moratorium on debt payments and evictions. And in a sense, that way you're controlling their expenses, and a moratorium could be more open-ended, that it's going to continue for as long as we need, rather than a stimulus payment or program that's going to run out on, I don't know, August 1st, right? So you could do something like that where you're controlling people's expenses, making sure they're staying afloat while the pandemic is still raging. After we have solved the problem, the healthcare problem, we definitely need to do something like a Green New Deal. This pandemic demonstrated at so many levels that we absolutely need another New Deal. Just like the original New Deal, which was pretty green, this one needs to be green as we need a job guarantee to guarantee people a decent paying job and therefore income. So we need to do that from sort of at the bottom up rather than letting the chips fall where they may and then try to use redistribution policies to try to level the playing field. We do need to green our economy. In terms of climate change, it looks like we don't have a lot of time left. And climate scientists say that another Trump presidency would basically be game over for the climate. And Biden has pledged to spend about $2 trillion on greening the economy. That will not just green the economy, it will also create jobs and decent jobs to transition people out of fossil fuel industries and so on, because that's something that we absolutely need as well. And of course, the Medicare for All at this point should be a no-brainer. The Democrats are still clinging to the Affordable Care Act, which I can see that it's, you know, better than nothing, but it doesn't seem like that's going to survive for too long. So a Medicare for All would be a much, much better option, of course. So, yeah, that would be my sort of wish list. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna rec you in for the Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I hope other people did too, and you could get 10 votes maybe. Yes.
Yeah.
Yevhen Narcissian, thanks a lot for talking to us again. Keep up your good work.
Yeah, thank you. It's been good talking to you.